Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners and CEOs B2B space. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm personal growth and business coach, best-selling author, and I'm helping people to get much more visibility and leads online.
And what is your name?
My name is Catherine Biroy.
We got to make sure we have the name on there. Catherine, question number two. What is the best thing about working businesses?
I absolutely love to work with businesses because we are in the same mindset, so we don't lose a lot of time on mumble jumble.
I love it. That's what we're doing here. We're getting it done quick. Question number three. What is the biggest challenge your business is facing in today's world?
Well, I have developed an ecosystem. I have a personal growth coaching, business coaching, e-learning platform and services. And actually, it transformed completely from personal growth coaching to business coaching, and services like web development, web design, and so on are much more in demand these days. So it changes, and I made a diversification to cover up all the needs of the market these days.
It is. Question number four. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, should be on the On Fire B2B podcast?
I would say Barbara Vercruz. She is brilliant. She works with BMW. I would say Sue DeCaro. She has worked with very, very powerful companies. And actually, I need to think about others that I could recommend. Yeah.
Perfect. That works there. Let's get to question number five. And you're ahead of schedule because you have 7 minutes and 23 seconds left. So question number five, what advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry? Go.
Well, first of all, we need to think about the future at work because everything is changing. Artificial intelligence is taking over. Machine learning is taking over. So if you want to be in front of your competitors, you need to think in that term. I was a programmer for 13 years, so technology is a yes, but what really transformed my business is establishing healthy human connections. So don't think just about technology and how to automatize your processes, but actually invest in emotional intelligence and in creating a healthy space for your employees to work with.
Well, let me ask you some questions. What are some tips on how people can grow their business using LinkedIn?
Oh, I love this one. First of all, LinkedIn coaches can teach you a lot of things, but I believe none of that will work until you set your business model first. So in order to grow really on LinkedIn, you need to define your customer segments, your value proposition, relationships between them. You need to know your basic channels, key partners, activities, cost structure, and revenue streams. When you set all of that, then you can translate that to LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a search engine. So first thing first, think in terms of CEO, what keywords you can use, how you can add value through your headline and through your about section. About section is not about you, it's about your clients. So offer them directly through your about section. What else I would prefer to say is that you need to post once per day, no excuses, and to engage with other people's content, no excuses, to reply to every comment you get, and give a value through video content that you can create. But all of this you can learn and type in to Google and see how can you do that on LinkedIn. Unless you set your business model correctly, it's not going to work.
Right, you need to have a good business model before you set things up there. Completely agree. Let's get to question number six. Catherine, this is the most important question of the podcast. Tell me about your first time. Your first sale.
Yeah, it was similar. Actually, very clumsy.
A little clumsy, flopping around.
Yeah, my first sale, actually, I didn't sell. The person came to me. I was showing up on LinkedIn a lot and building my reputation over there. So the first person who actually hired me approached to me and asked me for my services. So that was an easy one.
Perfect. Catherine, you have 4 minutes and 22 seconds left. Promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather. or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we can end early. Go.
Well, actually, I'm very impressed with your the form of your podcast. As I said, this is like 76th podcast that I'm on. I'm counting. And I have a similar video series, and I give like 10 seconds to my, people I interview to answer me the questions. So this is the first time I was in this situation, and I would like to congratulate you because you now showed me how that looks like.
Right, yeah, I was a little tense there. Also, I don't know about you because you've done 76 podcasts. Don't you hate podcast homework?
Well, no, I like that. I wouldn't do that. And actually, I think
What I mean is when you're on other podcasts and they give you 5 different questions to fill out, you have to type it up. It takes forever to actually fill out the form to get on.
Oh, yeah, that part. Yeah, that's kind of I don't like that. This is what I experienced the first time, and I really love it, and I will definitely recommend it. And I also like when it goes with the flow and when we give high value in short time.
That is the goal. You do have 3 minutes and 2 seconds left. Would you like some promo time?
Well, yes, maybe I can mention that I just released a free ebook, Top LinkedIn Marketing Strategies. You asked me about LinkedIn, so people can actually learn everything they need to know about LinkedIn algorithm. So I would like to share that. It's free. Also, my bestseller, I decided to give it away for free. It's called Live From Your Heart and Mind. I published it in January 2017. So they can grab both of those books and work on their personal growth and also LinkedIn growth in the same time. And I thank you for
it. You're welcome. Perfect. You pulled it off. 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Now, you don't need to spell out your website, but what is your website?
KatherineBeRoy.com.
Already in the description. It's magic. Woo. There we go. Catherine, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Pleasure. Thank you
for And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.